Hey, I'm Gabby, and I'm joined with a very special guest on the phone. It's Gord Bamford. How are you doing today?
Good, Gabby. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Now, on Friday, we made a big announcement that you have your Canadian Dirt Tour, and it's extending, and there's going to be 5 stops in our listening area.
You betcha. Yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, very excited. Plus, you're bringing along a retired Canadian Armed Forces veteran, Dallas Alexander. Now, before we jump into that, I want to know, why are you extending your tour?
You know, it's been such a crazy year last year. We played close to 100 shows on this tour, and, you know, a lot of small communities. You know, we've kind of been all over Canada with it, but just the demand for it was still really strong. I think there's like 80-some communities on a waiting list to have this show. But, yeah, we weren't going to. I'm putting a project together this year that we're going to be releasing late this year. But we decided that, you know, we should maybe pop out and do a few more. So we added 8 more dates, and mainly Saskatchewan dates. Yeah, it's such a great tour, and it was so fun to be out there, and we thought we might as well do a few more.
Absolutely. Now, when you do stop in these smaller communities, I know you guys help with raising funds. Can you tell me what it's like for the communities that you visit?
Yeah, you know, that's been the thing for me. Like, I grew up in a small community in Lacombe, Alberta, you know, my whole life. And coming out of COVID, we were looking for ways to get back out and play, basically. And also, you know, thought of all these communities that, you know, hadn't been able to raise funds over the couple of years that we went through that. And basically had this concept kind of put together before it all ended, just to, you know, see what kind of response we would get. And, you know, basically just going to these small communities and partnering with the communities and really making it a win-win for everybody, you know, where we get to go out and play and get back to kind of the grassroots where it all started for me. And at the same time, help, you know, raise funds for these communities, which, you know, I know firsthand is a huge thing for any community. So it's just been really overwhelming for us to see how great it's gone. You know, I think with all the shows we've done, we've just about raised over $500,000 for these communities. And, you know, I know firsthand the impact it has on them. You know, I've got kids, I've been there, I've done that, you know, whether it be Rotary clubs or ag societies or hockey ringette, anything like that, you know, it raises money for these small communities. That's how these things go. And all these people that are doing that put in all the effort and hard work to do it. So, and we thought bringing a show to town, something that's pretty unique, and partnering, and everybody has a good time. And at the end of the day, you know, everybody wins from it. So it's just been a concept that has kind of really taken off by word of mouth. You know, every little town we play has gone so good, they tell another little town, and then we get an email, and then we put it together. So it's been probably the most fun I've had touring, for sure.
Yes, I love that you're making a big difference in little communities and having a great time as well.
Yeah, you know, it's we got the best job in the world. We get to play music and make a living. So it's, for us, it's a night out, you know, and you get to play all your hits. We have, you know, we carry with all our production, so it's all turnkey, and, you know, we got video and lighting, and it's like a big arena show in a small hall, and the concept's been set up to play sizes from 300 to 3,000. So it's really been a lot of fun seeing it all come together. And like I said, the demand has been kind of what tells you that it's working really well, you know. So we thought we better get out and do some more.
Absolutely. Now, could we talk about the opening act and why you're bringing along retired Canadian Armed Forces veteran Dallas Alexander?
Yeah, Dallas. When Dallas retired from the military, he was a sniper in the military, and he actually holds a world record for the longest kill that the Canadian military has, a sniper unit. And he retired and was at a show of mine that night. He retired and through a friend of mine, and I met him backstage, and we just started jamming backstage after the show. And I had no idea he played music, and he picked up a guitar and kind of blew my mind. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, well, in my second life, I want to be in the music business. So, you know, a year later, we met with him. I met with him a lot and tried to help him along the way. And then we signed him to our label. And, you know, just really unique and different. You know, he's, to me, a national hero. I mean, he fought for our country and, you know, was in a war zone. And he did a job that, you know, I don't think we can thank them enough for. And now he's, you know, retired, and he's got a great family, and he's a great artist. Like, if you're a Zach Bryan fan or anything like that along the lines of that type of music, that's him. And, you know, his following is growing to a huge fan base that at this stage in his career is just taken off. So putting him on the road, I mean, that's for me. I mean, I got to go out on the road and get in front of people, and that's the most important thing. And he did 30 shows with us last year, and the response was awesome. He's just really great. He's if you like fiddle and kind of underground country music, he's the guy, and he's really been going well. So, excited for him, and great to have him out on the road with us. And he actually has – his drummer's now retired from the military as well, so he plays drums with them, and it's just kind of a cool story to be a part of. And for me, I'm just honored to have him out there.
Absolutely, and it's so great that you're supporting an artist like him as well.
For sure. People love him. You know, he's going to be out doing his own shows this summer too. And it won't be long until he's going to be just on his way. So I'm looking forward to seeing that happen for him.
Absolutely. So yeah, you're making a few stops in our listening area in April. You're stopping by Turtleford, Wilkie, Lintlaw, Weldon, and Nipwin, and helping out in the local community too with raising funds. Now, how can we get some tickets to your shows?
Yeah, so you can just everything's online at gordbanford.com. You can buy VIP tables, you can buy GA tickets, you can get meet and greets, and there's all the information at gordbanford.com, or you can charge by phone. The number is 403-588-6286, 403-588-6286. You can charge by phone and secure your table, or we work with a company called ShowPass. So everything's online at gordbanford.com, and those are the ways you can get it. And sometimes in these small communities, they do have hard tickets for sale, so just look for posters that are up and places, and also be on our website. So that's the best way. We've kind of bypassed all the big ticket companies, so you're not paying all these big fees, and just going direct with everything we do. So that's how you get them.
Fantastic. Well, I think we're going to wrap up today. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we do?
Looking forward to the Saskatchewan shows. You know, it's a lot of fun coming to Saskatchewan. My wife's from Saskatchewan. So, and I mean, when you look at a map and you try to figure out where you want to go play these towns, like, I think Saskatchewan, the province of Saskatchewan, is a place where a town pops up and I'm like, I've thought I've been everywhere, but I'm like, I've never heard of that. So let's go there. So, it's going to be fun to come to Saskatchewan again and get out and play for everybody.
Yes, and we're looking forward to your concerts. This is Gord Bamford, and he's extending his Canadian Dirt Tour 2024. So get your tickets today. Head over to gordbamford.com. Thank you so much for chatting today.
Yeah, thank you.